Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Behold, what I have seen to be good and fitting is to eat and drink and find enjoyment in all the toil with which one toils under the sun the few days of his life that God has given him, for this is his lot. Everyone also to whom God has given wealth and possessions and power to enjoy them and to accept his lot and rejoice in his toil, this is the gift of God. This is the text. I've read some interesting and really disturbing articles, news articles online over the summer. There's this Russian scientist being funded by a Russian billionaire who says that within 10 years, he will be able to download your brain and human consciousness into a computer, an artificial brain. The first stage would be for you to live in a robot body. Eventually, the goal is for your conscious mind to walk around in a hologram image so that you could even walk through walls and you could live forever. And he calls the project Avatar, like the movie. It never ceases to amaze me how sinful man's desire has never changed from the time of Adam. This project gives the person the chance to be your own savior, provide for your own eternal life. You have no need for God. You take the place of God. I mean, that's what Adam's sin was. He ate of the fruit, not because he was hungry, but because he would be like God. However, whenever we make this attempt, it always ends badly when we try to cut God out of the picture and provide for our own salvation. Think about the eternal life, according to this Russian scientist, that this Russian billionaire who is up front, he wants to be this hologram image for all eternity and live forever. Think about eternal life, according to the promise of this project. Yes, you can live forever. Even walk through walls, like Jesus did in his resurrected body as he entered the upper room. But think about this. The best of the blessings of God, the best of the gifts of God would go away. You would never again feel the touch or embrace of someone you love. You would never again enjoy the taste or satisfaction of food or drink. Solomon writes, "Sweet is the sleep of a laborer." If you're a robot or hologram, you will never have the joy of a hard day's work and the satisfaction of rest. When that day is done, that is one of the great feelings that we have, is to look back on accomplishing something and then enjoying rest. These are the gifts of God. But the supporters of this Avatar project, they argue that they can give you an even better life. A life with no pain, where you never get sick, you never have to fear death. I guess unless your batteries run out, but I'm sure that they would try to prevent that. This reminded me of another movie, the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. I know we're going all over the place with the sermon today, but If you saw the first of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, The Curse of the Black Pearl, which I think is the best of the series, but in that movie, Captain Barbossa and his crew are cursed. They stole some Aztec gold and were put under this curse. But what was the curse? The curse was that they would live forever on this earth. They cannot die. They cannot be hurt. They cannot be harmed. You can stab them with a sword. They will not bleed. They will live forever. But food has no taste. Drink does not satisfy them. They feel no pain. They feel nothing. They are completely numb to everything that is around them. And they compare it to living in hell. Captain Barbossa, throughout the movie, his greatest dream is to take a bite out of this apple and enjoy it the way that he used to. In the days of leper colonies, beyond the isolation of being cut off from regular society, the biggest complaint that the people who worked with the lepers, the biggest complaint they heard from those who suffered from leprosy was that they felt no pain. Their hands and their feet were numb. Much of their body would become numb. Even when they had, you know, the problem with flesh rotting and falling off, they felt no pain. And the lack of pain was a big problem. And it was a frustration. And it was the worst part of leprosy from those who were suffering from it. Whenever we try to free ourselves, it never works out well. This Avatar project is a vain, as Solomon says, chasing after the wind. It's like you watch the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, and the underlying theme of those movies is the vain attempt to live forever, or at least to postpone the judgment. That's a phrase that Davy Jones, one of the characters in it, in later movies, uses several times. As much as someone wants to free themselves from the body, the pinnacle of God's creation, the reality of the judgment will not go away. You cannot save yourself. When I watch these movies or read articles, I always look at it in theological terms, sometimes to the chagrin of my family, because they say I ruin movies occasionally by explaining them in theological terms. But whenever we look at the world, we should look at it through the lens of the gospel. And you can see that whenever someone tries to create salvation for themselves, it always ends up badly. Every time the attempt is made to rescue yourself rather than allowing God to provide, you end up in chains, in slavery, in prison, in some way, shape, or form. Look at in the days of Moses, the Israelites. Oh, they grumbled against God as he was providing for them out in the wilderness, sending manna, bread from heaven, sending flocks of quail so they would have meat to eat, giving them water out in the wilderness. But the Israelites said, oh, we should go back to Egypt where we were slaves. We would be better off. We remember the pots of meat and leeks and onions. We would be better off without the help that God is providing. We should take care of ourselves. We should take control. We don't need Moses and Aaron telling us what to do. Just like the people today, we don't need God telling us what to do. And like this Russian billionaire, we don't need God at all. We can create our own eternity and our own new reality. St. Paul continually warns his listeners of the danger of going back to slavery, the slavery of sin, the slavery of unrighteousness. When we attempt to find freedom in this world apart from God and the freedom in Christ that He provides, it always puts you back into chains. This Avatar Project will put you into an eternal prison, at least until Judgment Day, and then you would really know what an eternal prison is. It's so funny to me that whenever a new concept for salvation comes along, it always has its roots in some false teaching of the past. And one of my favorite quotes from Solomon, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. Even Adam had the desire to save himself and to cut God out of the equation. Well, the goal of this project, to be alive in spirit, but free from the body, which they refer to as an empty husk. That's all this body is, for the seed of your spirit. Well, this is classic Gnosticism and Neoplatonism. Now, the Greek philosopher Plato said the body is the prison house of the soul. And when you die, then your real living essence gets to be free. The Gnostics, those keepers of secret knowledge, said that the physical world is evil, and only that which is pure spirit is good. So you want to free yourself from the evil of this body. So what does that say of Christ? As God chose to take on human flesh. All of this nonsense that falls under the banner of New Age teaching, it's just repackaged old heresies. Anyone who tells you that they have a path to salvation apart from the bodily resurrection in Christ is leading you to an eternal prison. As I said last week, there are only two religions in the world: the gospel, the good news of salvation in Christ, and everything else. All the vain attempts to get to heaven through keeping the law, or the hope to live forever in this world, whether it's through, you know, Scientology or whatever, you know, idea that people have. We have a goal. And the great hope that we have is the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. That is our goal. God created you to have a body. And no, our bodies in this sinful world don't always function the way that we would like them to. And we do experience pain. And we would love to get rid of that pain. But if you get rid of all of it, as has been shown throughout history, that is not a good thing. The pain is there as a reminder that there is something that needs to be dealt with. And so long as we live in a sinful world, we will have pain. You cannot escape that, no matter how you try. We were created to have a body. And after the resurrection, we look at Jesus, how he was, and we will be like him. You know, he could walk through walls. But he also sat down and ate fish with his disciples. And he said to Thomas, put your finger in the nail marks. Touch me and see that I'm real. In his word, God promises again and again that we will be raised in our bodies. And we will enjoy the choicest of all foods and the best of all that there is to drink. And our work, our toil, will be filled with joy as it was in the days of Adam before the fall. Our bodies will enjoy the satisfaction of rest that comes when our work is complete. God even uses this image when he speaks of death. We hear of the sleep of death after a lifetime of work in the kingdom. Those who have died in Christ are not asleep, as if they're snoring away, waiting for Christ to return. The bliss of heaven, where there is nothing to worry about. There are no worries. Your work has been completed. This is compared to the joy of a restful night's sleep after a long day of work. Sweet is the sleep of a laborer, Solomon says. It is one of the many blessings that God has given you in your body. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.